Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here to talk about the toy of the week. This week it is Mezco's Thundercats Mega Scale Lion-O. I'm way too enthusiastic this morning. It's Mezco's, not their first foray, but one of their few forays into really, really big figures. Bandai's making small figures and medium figures. Their classic figures are about 7 inches tall. This one's 14 inches tall, and it looks really good. The articulation is not exceptional. Basically, this large roto vinyl figure is more of a statue than a toy, but that's okay because it has enough articulation that you can stand it up and move it around, and you don't have to worry about it nosediving too much. He has articulation at the boots, which swivel, the wrists, which you can even pop off to replace one of the hands with the claw shield, a ball-jointed waist, a ball-jointed neck, ball-jointed shoulders. That's about it. About 8 points of articulation. Very nice figure for the money. It's about $35. Includes a small Sword of Omens, a fully extended Sword of Omens, the claw shield, and those are your 3 accessories. The head sculpt and paint jobs are very nice. There's a very subtle quasi-fur sculpt pattern on the arms and legs. The belly is unquestionably a furry sculpt. The blue paint's really nice. The highlights they put in there, the shading looks really good. And if you like Thundercats, but you don't want to collect Thundercats, I would say this is the best item you could possibly get because it's one big figure. You can stick it in your home theater or even on your desk at work because it's big, but it's not overwhelming. And it's a nice big figure. I've had mine out for a few days now, and I really enjoy it. I don't know that I want to buy more Thundercats figures in this scale, but they are going to do a Mumm-Ra very soon. Plus, there's a Comic-Con variant of Lion-O, which we'll be selling at Entertainment Earth very soon. I think it's already on the website, so you can pre-order it. It's a very nicely made figure, and if you like your toys big, and you just want to have something that you can look at and go, oh, that's really cool, this is it. Comes right out of the box, fully assembled. You can swap the claw shield on if you want. He holds the sword just fine. Just make sure you pose his feet carefully so he doesn't fall over. That's important to do because it really does make a difference in terms of his center and gravity. I highly recommend it. I like it so much that I hope Mezco makes a lot more toys just like it. If they get the license for any other one-off characters, like if they did Samus from Metroid, I'll buy it. If they did Link from Zelda, yes, no question. If they did Skeletor, He-Man, Larry David, Scrooge McDuck, any of my heroes, I would be all over it. So, Mezco, great job. You made a great style of figure. It's a high-quality product. I really do enjoy it. And it's going to be a great display piece. I hope, you know, you continue with the mega scale. Heck, ask me if you want to give you a list of characters, because you don't need more people doing that. But I really like it, and I hope you do more. I hope you have great success with this line. And I'm glad to see Mumm-Ra's coming, because the Mumm-Ra prototype at Comic-Con looks really good. So yeah, oh, and almost the articulation on Lion-O is also fairly well hidden. So looking at it at first glance, it won't be immediately obvious that the figure has a lot of joints. But when you touch them and move them around a little bit, it'll be like, oh, he can move here. Oh, this moves too. That's fantastic. For display piece, that's exactly what you want. And that's some of what McFarlane Toys used to do really well, is they just hit it in there to the point where every figure looked like a statue. Yellow Submarine being a fine example. So if I keep going, I'll just keep gushing. The Thundercats Mega Scale Lion-O is available now, is very, very cool, and the only thing I could possibly want to add to it is Snarf. And I don't have a Snarf right now. I want a Snarf. Hopefully someday I'll get a Snarf, but it is Snarfless. So enjoy your Snarf-free existence, but do enjoy Lion-O because it's just great. The sword's cool, the figure's cool, the sculpt's great, the paint around the eyes looks a lot like the animation cell, the thickness of the lines is just perfect. I'm very happy with it. So, Lion-O, yes, Thundercats-O, etc. Order one or don't. You'll be sorry if you don't. It's a great piece. I'm sure the edition size wasn't huge. So, if you order it from us, thank you very much. If you order it from somebody else, don't wait till it goes away. This thing's probably not going to be around forever. So, get one now. Thank you. Thank you for listening, by the way. This is Adam Paulus signing off. See you next week on the Entertainment Earth Rambling Toy of the Week podcast. I like this one.